From Nevada Public Radio, this is the Daily Rundown. I'm Natalie Ott. Here are your top local stories for April 15, 2026. Former NPR President and CEO Kevin Closey, a buoyant and transformative leader who helped to propel the public broadcaster into the top ranks of major U.S. networks, died Wednesday morning in his sleep from complications of Alzheimer's disease. He was 85. His death was confirmed by WBUR CEO Margaret Lowe, a family friend and former leader of NPR's news and programming divisions. Closey demonstrated a keen and personal understanding of the news mission at NPR's core. His shock of white hair bobbed with excitement as he spoke with reporters and editors in the corridors of the network's Washington, D.C. headquarters. He would leave voicemails and fire off emails in appreciation for specific stories. And he was a champion for the central role international news played in NPR's identity. Read the full story by NPR's David Folkenflik at knpr.org. For more than 75 years, newspaper readers in Las Vegas could expect a printed edition of the Las Vegas Sun on their doorstep or in their mailbox every day. That run came to an end Friday, April 3rd, after a federal court ruled that the decades-old joint operating agreement between the Sun and its chief competitor, the Las Vegas Review-Journal, was unlawful and unenforceable, according to the RJ. The RJ says the court ruling means it no longer has to print and distribute its rival within its daily edition. The Sun, for its part, argues that the injunction requiring the joint operating agreement to continue should be reinstated. It's the latest in the long-running antitrust battle between the two newspapers. To understand what it all means for both papers as well as the community, KNPR's State of Nevada host Paul Boger spoke with both Brian Greenspun, CEO of Greenspun Media Group, and Ben Lippman, the RJ's chief legal officer and senior vice president of legal and employment affairs. Hear that conversation at knpr.org. Two state-run minimum custody conservation camps are closing. The Nevada Department of Corrections said in a statement that it plans to close the Jean Conservation Camp south of Las Vegas and the Carlin Conservation Camp in Elko County by July 1st. The camp in Jean is the only one for female offenders. The department said that with more offenders qualifying for house arrest and other transitional programs, the cost of keeping them open couldn't be justified. Inmates at the camps work on conservation projects for the Nevada Division of Forestry, including roadside cleanup and firefighting. Those housed at the camps will be relocated to other correctional facilities by June 30th. The Forestry Division website shows there are still seven other conservation camps in the state. President Donald Trump has officially endorsed a pair of Republican congressional candidates in Nevada. Marty O'Donnell and Kerry Buck are looking to flip competitive districts in southern Nevada. Trump posted his support on Truth Social Tuesday afternoon. He called O'Donnell, who is running to challenge Democratic Congresswoman Susie Lee, a true America First patriot. He also praised Buck for her work as a school principal and civic leader. She's challenging Democratic incumbent Dina Titus. Trump plans to visit Las Vegas on Thursday to promote his tax policies. Most of Trump's endorsed candidates won their primaries in 2022. However, many of those candidates ran as incumbents or without any opposition. The largest cinema trade show in the world is happening this week at Caesar's Palace. CinemaCon brings sneak peeks and early screenings of anticipated films, along with award-winning directors, producers, and filmmakers. Although there is excitement for upcoming releases, another thing is on many convention-goers' minds. That's Paramount Pictures' pending acquisition of Warner Brothers. Some Hollywood professionals are against the merger. More than 2,000 of them have signed an open letter published this week calling on regulators to block the deal. The New York Times published the letter written by an opposition group called Block the Merger. It asks people to take action to protect the indie film industry and support fair competition in the media landscape. Feeling a little confused, concerned, off-kilter, out of sorts? Sounds like you're discombobulated. It's a fitting word for an unsettling feeling. It sounds formal, maybe even fancy, but it's actually the creation of some good old-fashioned American jokesters. The word is very much an American invention, says Joshua Blackburn, the UK-based author of the Language Lovers Lexipedia. He says the first part of the word, discom, was likely inspired by real words like discompose and discomfort. The final part, ulate, also reads like many other Latin-derived verbs. The wild card is the middle part, that funny-sounding bob. Blackburn thinks bob comes from bobbery, an Anglo-Indian word for commotion or noise. Taken all together, Blackburn says, it works. Read the full story by NPR's Rachel Treisman at knpr.org. This has been The Daily Rundown, a production of Nevada Public Radio. To hear more or to support public radio in Southern Nevada, visit knpr.org.